Hey, my friend, welcome back to the Mindshift Podcast. Really excited to have you here today. This talk today is about three secrets to making more high ticket sales. And over the last 30 years, I've sold everything from t-shirts to hats to financial service products, real estate, mortgage lending services, and agency services in the work that we do today. And having sat on the other side of now hundreds and hundreds of companies and working with them through their marketing and sales processes, their marketing of attracting new leads and closing those leads, whether it's digital or offline. I mean, I've just boiled selling high ticket down to three things that are very important, three secrets, if you will. They're only secrets because I've noticed this and I've had the unique privilege of being on the other side of so many companies' analytics and marketing growth and sales growth and been at the table to help them reach those numbers in some cases. And so what I want to share with you are three things, three secrets that you can use today. They're no longer going to be secrets making high ticket sales. And I want to jump right in with the first one. First of all, high ticket sales are generally going to happen on the telephone. So I'm talking to you if you're selling someone on the telephone or if you're selling them face to face. This is not about e-commerce transactions. This is not about even emergency service transactions. We're really talking about sales that tend to have a longer sales cycle, something I call a longer discretionary purchase intent, which means the person could use your solution or they could do something else. You're not the only solution on the market. And we're not talking about competitive solutions. We're talking about multiple ways to solve the problem. Let me give you a quick example of that. People call our agency and they want to improve their marketing. There's a lot of things you can do to grow your business in terms of marketing. PR, billboards, radio, Facebook ads, organic SEO, paid advertising with Google Ads, all sorts of things. You may have a database of 150,000 past customers and maybe going there and reestablishing your relationship. There's a lot of things you can do. The first thing I like to look at or listen for when I'm on a call is there really a pain that is pressing that they want to have solved? You know, so often people think that they are in a sales call when they're really in a discovery call, and there's a difference. Some people are thinking about what they might do to solve a problem, and you're thinking of how to sell them your solution for their problem. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to listen for the pain. What are you listening for? You're listening for, is there really a problem that your product or service is an ideal fit to solve that pain? So often I've seen over the years where we try to make our solution be the answer to their pain or their problem, right? And that's not always going to get you the best customers. It's not going to have you have the best customer journey. It's not going to build a deep relationship and get referral and repeat business, which is what amplifies ROI. So the first thing you're listening for on this call is there really a pain that your product or service can solve? There are many times over the last 12 years where I've talked to a business owner, head of marketing, or somewhere in between about their inquiry about having our agency help them. At the end of the day, it really didn't make sense that they didn't have a problem big enough for our agency to solve. And so your job when you're making high ticket sales and to make them more and make them more effectively is make sure you identify a pain and be objective to the fact that your solution may not be the right fit for them. Number two, you're looking for and listening for their commitment to change and their commitment to change now or sooner than later. You can't make a high ticket sale without trust. You've heard me say this probably before. In my experience over the years, in all the different service industries that I've worked in, all the ones we've helped, high ticket, middle ticket, trust is so important. So you can't rush the process. And so the key is this person, is this company, is this prospect of yours, are they committed to making a change? Is there a need to solve the problem now? Or are they really still just in this earlier stage of discovery? So when I think about the question that you can ask someone to establish whether they're committed to changing is, what would happen if you didn't do anything? And what you're doing is you're asking them to sit in the seat of the vision of what's the worst case scenario if you didn't go down this path, that path being your product or service. And you want them to articulate whether they've thought through the options, Because what I hear a lot in the sales training world is this, and I've been through it. Believe me, 30 years, I've been through it. What I hear is this, you've got to say this if they say that. You've got to have a script for everything. You could disagree with me if you'd like, but none of that's going to matter if they're not willing to change. Convincing someone who has not yet committed to changing their current circumstances with your product or with a product or service similar to yours, it's just going to be a difficult process. And again, you're going to end up with friction. You're going to end up buyer's remorse. There's all sorts of bad things that happen when the person or the company is not committed to change. One thing I say in my agency and I tell my team is that we don't sell anyone agency services. The awareness of our clients to wake up and realize that the landscape of digital marketing to do it effectively requires more than one or two people on a marketing team in-house. And if they've made a decision, we ask them, why are you considering hiring and partnering with an outside firm? We are looking for their prior decision to commit to change and get external support. Okay. So I hope that helps you a little bit. Step one, you're really listening for and trying to get them to identify the pain. And step two, you're trying to figure out, are they committed to changing? Whether it's with your solution or not, is the problem big enough? You know, I think many, many years ago, I was at a situation where I lost 37 pounds. And prior to the decision and the commitment to change, I remember that I wasn't feeling the best and I wasn't feeling horrible, but I was off my game. Everyone listening to this, you know your body and you know when something's not right. And I just delayed and I delayed and I delayed, but I kept feeling this offness, this weirdness. I knew something was wrong, but I kept pushing and kicking the can down the road. Until a day happened where I got committed to change. The 37 pounds didn't come off until I committed to change. Certainly, they didn't come off overnight, but you have to be willing to listen for their commitment to change. The last and final secret that I'll share with you, in my opinion, is that customer or prospective customer's willingness to be coachable. Are they really open to your solution? Are they really open to your pathway, to your methodology, to your strategy? Are they open to the process that it will take to solve their problem, right? So it's okay. You found out they're in pain. Great. They say they're committed. But unlike many things in life, or like most things in life, results don't happen overnight. Results just don't happen overnight. So though the pain is there, though they're committed to change, are they now coachable to the process? You know, when I go to the doctor, if I have to go to the doctor, I go in and tell them what's wrong, identify the pain. Obviously, I'm committed to change. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone to the doctor. Now, when I'm in that environment, I'm there because I'm sitting with someone who's uniquely qualified to solve my problem. But they have to give me a diagnosis. They have to look at my situation and decide what is my path of healing in this example. And so in your business, you have to have a path. And the person needs to identify with, and you need to identify that this person is coachable to your path, right? Are they willing to follow your steps, your process? Going back to, you know, many years ago, we work in the world of SEO, and part of what we do is help companies do well on Google. And, you know, 12 years ago, it was a snap to get on the first page of Google. Today in 2022, that endeavor costs more than it used to, and it takes longer than it used to. Not because the rules necessarily have changed on Google, but because more and more people are on the platform. More and more people are also trying to do what our clients are trying to do. And what I find is that many of our clients are not patient with the process. It's like the 37-pound weight loss example. It's like going to the gym for the first week and expecting to have lost 10 pounds. That's just not how it works. So high-ticket selling is not hard. First of all, high-ticket selling is a conversation. Right? It's a conversation. Are you in pain? Are you committed to change? And are you coachable to the process that I can take you through? Now, there's certainly a few other things that have to be in place. They have to believe you're the right person. If you've listened to my episode on Bant selling, go back and listen to that. If you have not, should be a few episodes back from this one. Bant selling gives you sort of the other things that have to be there in a mutual understanding for you to be successful with high ticket selling. And by the way, high ticket selling means what? Well, I look at high ticket selling as something that's over $500, maybe up to $50,000. You can establish the rule for whatever you sell. You know, some people say, well, if my service is only $99 a month, let's use a pool service example. One of our clients for many, many years was in the pool service industry, services people's pools at their homes, maintenance and upkeep and all that stuff. Well, his service is only $85 per month. So you think, well, that's not a high ticket service. Well, 85 times 12 puts that service fee over. That takes it over $500. So we're not just saying one-time sale. We're talking lifetime value. Lifetime value. And you could probably say, you know, is $100,000, $200,000. I just think there's some dynamics when you're selling things in an enterprise world that is not really what I'm talking about here, because there's a lot more things involved and at play. But for those of you that are professional service providers, selling products or services, again, not emergency, probably not e-commerce. This isn't all necessary. But if you're a professional service provider, you're an expert, you're a coach, you're a speaker, someone who looks to you for answers to their problem, make sure they have a pain, make sure they're committed to change, and make sure that they're coachable to your process and your solution. Those, my friends, are my three secrets, if you will, to making more high ticket sales. I've been doing it now for a long time. And again, it's not necessarily what they pay in a one-time fee, but lifetime value is so important to the marketing ROI discussion. And it's really the thing that a lot of people skip by. Like, what do we get paid today? But what do we get paid on a recurring basis over the lifetime value of this customer? And how can we add value to this client and this customer to increase our lifetime value? Because that in and of itself can become high ticket. When you keep a client on the books for 5 years or 10 years, that's a high ticket sale, even if they only paid $50 a month for your service or your product. So gym, any type of thing like that, massage therapy, that kind of thing. So anyway, my friend, I hope that's been helpful to you today. I talk to a lot of people about selling and why they don't like sales. And listen, sales is just a conversation. Incorporate these thought processes in your process, and I hope you'll have a lot more success with that. If you've enjoyed today's conversation around high ticket selling and want more business tips like this, more marketing and sales strategies, hit the like, hit the follow button wherever you're listening to this or watching this. And be sure to head over to mindshiftbusinessacademy.com, where we host monthly trainings with entrepreneurs and growth businesses that are really trying to take their companies to the next level. And I look forward to connecting with you there. And I'll see you again next time on the Mindshift Podcast. Take care.